Hello and welcome to Catholic Bites, a podcast for busy Catholics. Today we have again with us Father Aaron Qureshi. Thank you, Father Aaron, for being here.
My pleasure.
And today we have a question from Joshua. And Joshua asks, how can we stand up for our faith in a difficult time, in a time of persecution or a time when the faith is looked down on? How can we maintain our faith? And so we each came up with some answers to that.
Yeah, that's a good question, if I can just jump in You know, I think what maybe some folks maybe haven't quite yet realized, even as it becomes more evident day by day, is that our world, our society here in America anyway, we are living in a post-Christian world.
Yeah.
We are not a Christian country anymore.
No, this isn't the time when Archbishop Fulton Sheen could get an Emmy. You know, like this
right.
is a very different time. And so we have to be able to maintain our faith. And the thing that first came into my mind was that faith is a supernatural gift from God.
Mm.
It's not something that we just think up. It's not just a set of arguments. It's a supernatural gift which is given to us in a relationship. And in order to stay strong in our faith, we have to stay strong in our relationship. And the example I like to think about is, you know, you wouldn't give your bank card password to whatever random person on the street, you know, because you don't have that relationship with them. But perhaps you would give it to a really close friend if they needed, you know, you needed them to go do something real quick. Here's my credit card. Here's my ATM card. Can you take care of this for me? And you've built up a relationship with them over time that enables you to have that trust, that faith that they are going to do the right thing with what you've given them, that they you can trust them with something difficult. And it's the same thing with our Lord, right? So like, if we need to maintain our faith, if we want to continue to live the Christian life in the midst of all sorts of crazy stuff that can get thrown at us, we need to maintain that relationship. And that means a life of prayer. That means a life learning more about our beloved. It means a life that is every day we grow in that relationship with God. And so then that way, that supernatural gift in our heart is strengthened and strengthened and strengthened. And we can approach any danger or any trial or any difficulty or temptation with a certain calmness, because we know we're in the hands of someone who loves us.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. The you know, I think a lot of times, you know, we live obviously in a very politicized world, a politicized
especially
society
in Washington,
right now,
D.C.
Especially here in Washington. Yeah, I'm told it's not confined to here, but yes, we are the apex of that. But and you know, so I think a lot of times we experience a conflict, maybe from people who, you know, don't share our worldview. And, you know, maybe the first thing to recognize, I mean, I think I like what you're saying there, Father Conrad, that, you know, you need to have a relationship, really, in order to not only sustain your own faith, but also to introduce it to others. And the fact is that, you know, some talking head or, you know, some random person that berates you or something about your faith, well, you know, you can't really do a lot about that. You don't have an existing relationship, at least at that point. There's just not a lot to do. And I think things like that, we just kind of have to put our heads down a little bit. We suffer with Jesus a little bit, maybe, on the road to Calvary. And remember, the story does not end on Good Friday, right? That's just the start of the story, you know? So sometimes we just have to take that and you know, we have to be willing to suffer a little bit for the sake of the gospel. That's not the worst thing in the world.
And we can love that person even though we don't convince them otherwise. But in that moment, when we suffer, we can offer that for that person who's probably hurting or we don't know what's going on in their past.
That's right. Yeah,
we can give love in that.
That's right. And that's very. That is totally walking in the footsteps of Jesus,
exactly.
Who loved the whole world so much that he suffered unto the end, as St. John says in the gospel. So, so people you don't have a relationship with, okay, there's only so much you can do or so much you should let that affect you. People that you do have a relationship, though, that's a different story. And I think there's a real chance for us as Christians to get the good word out there, right? I mean, we have to be living it ourselves. We have to know who Jesus Christ is ourselves first. But, you know, maybe with someone, even in your family or a friend or an acquaintance, to present a credible witness to Jesus Christ, it begins first, not so much, I think, with talking, but with listening. We're always, I mean, gosh, we're on a podcast here, right? For all we do is talk, right? But But really, listening is the first step when you're facing something like that. And I know, you know, I think that conversation is a good thing to open up with sometime. We have to be a little bold. We have to be a little courageous. But to, you know, maybe sit down at some point with a good friend or a family member, whoever it might be, and just say, hey, you know, I've noticed that maybe you've stopped practicing your Catholic faith, or, you know, I've always wondered, you know, do you believe in God, or kind of what role does God play in your life, right? To ask kind of these open-ended questions and then to listen, right? That's the hard part. We got to listen to what they say. And so we listen, and you know, maybe sometimes they have, you know, sometimes I think people don't really think about it. They're just kind of in default mode.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
It's not for me.
But you know, sometimes people really have sincere questions, sincere reasons why they might have stopped practicing their faith. And so to listen to those, sympathize as best as we can, and then perhaps to offer a word of hope, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we as a people of faith, we are a people of hope, right? And that, you know, so that might sound like, well, let me just share with you, you know, I'm not twisting your arm. I'm not telling you, you know, you're a sinner. You better get back to church right away. I'm not nagging you. Nothing like that. I'm saying, let me share with you from my own life what my faith has meant to me, what Jesus Christ has done for me, who he is for me. And when we're able to share that, and, you know, you don't have to have the perfect words, or you don't have to have a script thought out in advance. I mean, this is one of those times Jesus tells us he'll give us the Holy Spirit to say what he, Jesus, wants us to say, right? So so just to offer that own that witness, I'm thinking one of my parishioners was telling me he's some kind of you know, management executive at a large-sized corporation, I think. So he has a number of people that he's in charge of managing. One day he said one of his coworkers or his employees came into his office and said, "Hey, I just wanted you to," he closed the door and he said, "Hey, I just wanted you to know that I went back to Mass this week for the first time in a long time." And my parishioner said, "Really? Why was that?" Because he hadn't said anything. Mm-hmm. They'd never had a conversation about this or anything. And this guy said, "Well," he said, "you know, every day we come in here on Monday and we're at the water cooler, and I hear you talking about going to Mass and how you took your family there, and the priest said this, and you saw that person, and so on and so forth. And I can tell how much joy that brought to you, how much meaning that had for you." And he said, you keep doing that week after week, and every time you do that, I just feel this like tug in my heart that, gosh, maybe I should be finding the same thing this guy does, you know. So I think what a beautiful example of
that's
a man
awesome
who was
story.
Just living out his faith, wasn't even deliberately like evangelizing this guy or anything, but he was by his own life, by the way he lived his Christian faith.
I think that the more that faith takes root in our hearts, the more we're able to live out our life with joy, even in the midst of suffering, even in the midst of people who don't seem to like us. It speaks so much more oftentimes than if we had the perfect argument. Mm-hmm. And that's a temptation I think we will have. We want to have the perfect argument, says the words, take that, now you have to believe. You know,
and you heard that Fulton Sheen quote, win an argument, lose a convert.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so, even if you're true, and there's an act of faith in when you what you said about listening, there's an act of faith in ourselves to really believe that if we leave it open-ended, if mm-hmm. if we allow them to speak, if we allow them to think deeply, that they will come to the truth, because truth is real. Mm-hmm.
And attractive too.
It is. And it is. Yeah. And eventually, if they're sincerely seeking after the truth, then it doesn't require necessarily us to have the perfectly worded argument to convince them at that moment, that they'll continue gradually to come to it. Now, we do want to prompt it, like you said, with those words of hope. We want to share with them our own experiences, but we don't have to worry about, I think sometimes we don't evangelize because we don't think we have all the answers.
Yeah.
What matters more is heartfelt giving of yourself.
Our own witness. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I think, remember, God does the heavy lifting here.
Yeah.
Right? St. Paul says this at one point. He says, I planted the seed. This other guy watered it. But God gives the growth, right? God gives the growth. So that's all we're called to do. Plant that seed, do a little watering, and let God take charge from
there. I think that's a perfect place to conclude to. So Joshua, there's your answer. If you want to live out your faith in the midst of persecution, two things to do: pray and have that deep relationship with God, and then listen and be open to others, and then give them a heartfelt witness and be willing to speak a little boldly about your own relationship with God and with Jesus in the church. Thank you so much, Father Aaron, for joining us.
Thank you, everyone,
for listening. If you'd like to listen to other great episodes of Catholic Bites, you can find us on CatholicBitesPodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for Catholic Bites. That's Bites with a Y. Thank you, and God bless you.